The challenging part is finding that shared sense of humor, or if it exists at all. One way to approach this is with a few funny questions. These don't need to be jokes themselves. Just open-ended questions that might stir up funny stories, memories, or even a hilarious debate or two. Check these out. If I saw your Spotify, what would I think of you? Is your date a secret metalhead? Do they work out to 80s pop? What about your playlist? Do you come off as more of a 60-year-old easy-listening fan than a techno-pop club kid? To be honest, we all have guilty pleasures when it comes to music. What was the first horror movie you saw? Why is this funny? Because someone's first horror movie experience often involves a hilarious tale of sneaking into a theater or stealthing some R-rated viewing time while the parents are otherwise occupied. Besides, isn't it better to share movie-related trauma early in a relationship? What was your favorite sport in gym class? Does your date have fond memories of volleyball, four square, or kickball? Then they are definitely a gym class traditionalist. What about basketball or running? In that case, absolutely a jock. What about you? Were you a rare student who looked forward to dancing, or did you spend more time smoking behind the gym than going to class? Tell me your I was today years old moment. Just like it sounds, finish the meme. I was today years old when I learned, realize. Maybe you didn't know that narwhals are a real animal or that you could play the weird jumping dinosaur game on Chrome when your internet goes out. This is a great way to reveal fun, possibly embarrassing truths or experiences. When was the last time you checked your Neopets? Seriously, those poor things could be starved by now. What was your queer sexual awakening? We may be born with it, but we don't always realize it. What's the moment that made you realize, yup, I'm gay? Is there a book or movie you're embarrassed you haven't seen or read? Everybody in your circle talks about it. People quote it as if everyone knows all about it. But for some reason, you just haven't and you don't really want to either. What does everybody else love, but you think sucks? Is it Bridgerton? Okay, maybe that's just me. Still, everybody has at least one popular thing they can't stand. Share what you got with your date. Weirdest food combination you love? Do you go crazy for mustard on French fries? Maybe your date does really, really weird things with peanut butter. This could be a hilarious, slightly gross topic to explore. What's the corniest joke you know? Maybe your date has a horrible knock-knock joke they are dying to use. If nothing else, this is your time to tell the absolute zaddiest of zaddy jokes. Need more? Here are 10 more funny questions to make some amazing date conversations. What do you keep in your get lucky bag? What is your YouTube guilty pleasure? Ever try one of those TikTok recipes or crafts? Who is the sexiest cartoon character? What is the stupidest internet argument you ever had? Is there a word that grosses you out? What pop psych trend turns you off? Fastest you've ever lost the mood? What is the worst location or a date? What is a hobby that I would be surprised you have? Can we just kill boring date conversation now? There are so many awesome things to discuss during a date. You could be trading makeup tips or asking one another these hilarious questions. Isn't that better than discussing news, traffic, or the weather?